excerpts from that.
So
we're in excerpt number 15 by Rabash about love of the Creator. The Creator gave us mitzvot between man and man. By that, a person can accustom himself to work for others. And by that, he will come to a higher degree, so he will have the ability to work also for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, even if a person does engage in Torah and mitzvot, he cannot do it for the sake of the Creator. It turns out, accordingly, that if he engages only in the Torah rather than in charity, it turns out that he cannot do it for the sake of the Creator because he is lacking the sgula, the remedy of loving others. It turns out, accordingly, that even if he does engage in Torah and mitzvot, if it is not for the Creator, it is as one who has no God. For if he truly had the sensation of godliness, he would certainly be engaging in order to bestow. But if he had engaged in doing good, then he would have the quality of love of others, by which he would also come to love the Creator, and would have the ability to observe Torah and mitzvot for the Creator. It turns out that a person should have the power and force to overcome his qualities, to turn them into being in favor of others. For by that, he can later be rewarded with working with those qualities for the Creator.
Yes, okay. I see that we've realized the awakening we had for today. We hope that we will gather our awakenings for tomorrow. We'll have a lot more forces and advance onward. In the meantime,
what's
PT-19? What do they want?
Yes, I'd like to relate to what Gilad just read. He says that even if he engages in Torah and mitzvot, he does not work for the Creator. What does that mean?
Oh, I'll start to scrutinize now with you what is for the sake of the Creator,
No, not to scrutinize, but he continues what he's lacking is love of others. What is love of others?
I can't explain to you what love is.
For others.
Okay. It's impossible to explain what love is at all. It is or it isn't. It exists or it doesn't. You know, I don't know. Come to court and say, I love him or I don't love him. What's the judge going to say? The judge is going to say, I don't know what you mean by saying I love. How can I measure these things? Maybe, say, give some monetary amount, some measure of suffering, something. But just like that, nobody can understand what you're talking about. It has no measure in this world. No weight in this world. Info. Right? We're going to go on with that. Look, and you're mature. What do you have with love, right?
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. We're happy to, first of all, tell you again that we are rewarded with a special lesson in this upcoming Friday morning, December 17th, and after that, a special hummus meal with all the worldly. And we want to update the schedule for that day, Friday, December 17th. First of all, we're gonna have here in the building at Petah Tikva physical meeting, opening the gates at 2 a.m. and at 2:45, as usual, we're gonna start the preparation for the lesson from 3 o'clock until 5:30. We're gonna have a lesson in our study hall on the second floor, and from 5:30 until 6:15, we're gonna have a hummus meal in our study hall, in our dining room. Of course, everything will be broadcasted. We're all all connected to this event, which is both a lesson and a meal. That's about the schedule. Now, please pay attention about the conditions of physically entering this building here in Petah Tikva. Meaning, what are the conditions to go into the building? So, this is an announcement to anyone who registered and comes physically. Please pay attention. Entering the building is only possible if you are authorized and registered in advance for men age 18 and up. The members of the Israeli vessel and the members of the Point in the Heart alone. Again, men 18 years and older, friends of the Israeli Kli and the Point in the Heart that are, please pay attention, they have a corona certificate or having a vaccine with a certificate. So if you have the certificate showing that you've had the virus or your vaccine, you can go in. Of course, everyone will be wearing masks. No entrance to this building will be allowed solely on the basis of a coronavirus examination. No test at all. Only if you're vaccinated or if you've been sick and you have the certificate. Now, we've sent a registration link to everyone. In this announcement, please pay attention. You have all the detailed instructions about entering this building and the link to register to the meal and the lesson. We're really asking you to read the instructions. Please pay attention. If you haven't sent your corona certificate to Kola, so please send it to this email, kolaish@gmail.com. All the addresses, all the, if you have any questions, and also send these, the certificates only to this email on your screen. And that's it. We're all very happy. We're excited. We're waiting for this event. So thank you very much, everyone. Let's go back to Gilad. Rav, would you like to say something to conclude the lesson?
Well, I'm happy to hear about what's waiting for us on Friday. First of all, we hope that, God forbid, we won't have any problems along the way with viruses or something else. There's no lack of disturbances. And that's it. We'll reach a nice lesson and meal afterwards, like we once had. The Pulmus meal always remained with a warm sensation for all of us. So we're all invited, just once again. We don't want to have any problems in the entrance. Whoever has, okay to enter, great. If not, we're sorry. From the beginning of the corona, we're fighting with those who don't want to vaccinate themselves. They can stay with their honor, but their place can't be with us. What can we do? That's it.
So, to conclude today's lesson, the schedule for today, December 15th, we have 10 till 10:30 inner look with Rav Lightman, and 10:30 until 11 news program with Rav Lightman. Let's conclude with a song.
Changer de corps, mais notre âme elle, est éternelle en suivant les pas des saints, nous ne serons jamais perdus. Vous Vous êtes mes frères et sœurs pour cette dernière bataille. Face à l'instinct qui est en moi, face au désir. Vous êtes mes frères et sœurs, on ira jusqu'au bout. Et nous entendrons le Seigneur dire, mes fils m'ont vaincu.
Следом за нами пойдет весь народ. Ворота открыты, царь стоит у ворот. И видим, о чудо, накрыты столы. И целую вечность там сидим уже мы. Мы, други любимые, идем последний бой. Вознесется душа моя к свету сквозь боль. Вы, братья любимые, я с вами хоть в огонь. Верю, что скажет нам Творец, сдаюсь побежден.
אחי שלי לקרב האחרון, מול היצר שבי בוער, מול הרצון. אתם האחים שלי איתכם עץ הפלידה, עד שנשמע צחוק האדון, ניצחו מבנה.